minds to share, break bread together in the Lord's Supper. And those who don't have a kid, please lift your hand. Our ushers will get one to you. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you.
Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything.
One more time from your spirit. Just tell him that you love him. We thank you today for your love and our love for you. With all of our heart, we love you. If we're not loving you enough, please forgive us. But everything about you is about love. Your love for us was so extensive that you gave your son that he might die in our place, that we may be in right relationship with you. So as we pause now, we are reverent. We are respectful. We're reverent in this moment of worship as we thank you for what you've done for us.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for his body that was beaten, bruised, pierced.
Thank you, Lord.
And we thank you for the blood that he shed. That blood cleanses us from our sins, cleanses us from our iniquity, makes us pure in your eyesight. And so, Father, as we partake as a part of this body of believers, I pray your healing power will still be relevant even today. By the blood of Jesus, by this sacrifice, may we be healed and strengthened, and blessed and delivered as we partake of what you have already done. Help us to eat today and partake with a spirit of hope, expectation, that if you did that, you'll do other things for us. So we pray, Father, that we'll search our spirit and we have no ill will toward our brother or sister. We don't want to nullify or cancel out the power of this moment by holding contempt or malice toward someone else. So, Lord, we thank you even now for what's taking place in us, for us, and through us. In Jesus' name, amen. Took the bread, he blessed it, and he broke it, and he said, "Take, eat, this is my body." And he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he said, "This blood, this wine symbolizes my blood that will be shed for remission or canceling out of all your sins. Drink ye all of it." And the redeemed of the Lord said, amen.
Amen.
Come on, bless the Lord in this place.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
You yet again for this privilege to worship you and praise you, give you glory. Lord, just to be in your presence, we're honored today. Just to breathe your air, we recognize we don't deserve it. I pray, dear Lord, that you will have mercy upon us when we just take you for granted. Lord, you're so wonderful. You're so awesome, so faithful and so kind. And we just thank you for being God and God alone. Not just God the Creator, but God our Father. What a blessing it is to be your child. Now, Father, in this moment of worship, you've heard from us. Now we need to hear from you. I pray now, God, by your Spirit, by your power, that you will bless us in this moment of teaching and preaching. I pray, dear Lord, that you will bless some brother, some sister who needed to hear a word from you on today. I pray that some soul will be saved. Some life will be changed. Some destiny will be altered. And we give you glory even in advance of what you're doing right now in our lives. We pray, oh God, that this word will not fall on deaf ears or blocked hearts, but it will fall on good ground and bring forth fruit in this season. So, Father, we thank you for your word today in advance for what we're going to hear from you. We're hungry to hear from you. We need daily bread. Bread of heaven, bread of heaven. Feed us until we want no more. We love you. We thank you and we praise you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Come on, give God glory in this place. If you really love him and you know that he loves you, give him glory. Amen. To God be the glory for the things he has done. We testify he's done great and mighty things. We ought to bless his holy name. Amen. To all of our ministers, the officers and leaders of this body, to those of you who are assembled today, and to those who are online with us as well, we thank God for this first Sunday in the month of March. This is the day the Lord has made, and we ought to rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Anybody happy to be in the house of the Lord today? Don't fool me. I really want to know, for real, for real. Is anybody happy to be in worship on this morning? Amen. Glory to God. When you're happy about something, when you're excited about something, you ought to show some sign. Amen. Let me tell you this. Don't let nobody stop your praise. Don't let anybody intimidate you. Don't let anybody hinder you. Only you know how good God has been to you. Only you know how good he's been, how many ways he's made, how many doors he's opened. Only you know how he dries your tears, how he rocks you to sleep. Only you know how he opened that up, how he lifted you. Only you know. Don't you let church folk hinder your praise. Don't you let anybody water down your worship. You know the kind of hell you may have gone through. And so if you want to lift your hands, lift your hands. If you want to dance, dance. If you want to shout, shout. Will anybody or anything hinder your worship on today? This is the day that the Lord has made. And we will rejoice and be glad in it. This is no ordinary Sunday morning. It's a blessed day. It's a holy day. It's an amazing day. A day of possibility. A day of change. A day of breakthrough. A day of healing. A day of manifestation. Don't miss it today. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. Glory. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. All right. All right. I'm going to leave y'all alone. If you have your Bible, I invite you to join me praise by itself. Some of y'all know that you know that you know. According to Mark, Book of St. Mark, Mark's Gospel, there's a word from the Lord today. That's all right. It's all right anyway. Mark chapter 5. God bless you today. You look so good in the house of the Lord. Mark chapter 5. Did y'all acknowledge Mark's birthday? The speaker wasn't working out there in the you called my name? So the month of birthday, a month of March birthdays were acknowledged publicly. Just want to make sure. And my name was included? As it should have been. Mark chapter 5. Also, were the birthdays in the month of March acknowledged? Okay. Now, contrary to what it was said, some kind of way, Friday was not my birthday. My birthday is still 2 weeks away. I got a million calls and and I felt so bad. One person in particular, I'm not going to name the name, who she's playing the keyboard right now, sent me a beautiful message, and I couldn't even use it because it wasn't even my birthday. And I mean, beautiful. Just so I got to wait a couple more weeks before I can even look at it again. But it would be me to be that person who, out of nowhere, I got my phone just going off. And I thought something was wrong with me for a minute. Then I realized who did it. I understand. Mark chapter 5. God bless you. Now my phone went off, but my Cash App didn't go off. Mark chapter 5. Y'all love Pastor. Say Mark chapter 5. Begin reading at verse number 35. Bunch of crooks. Mark 5, verse 35. Bible reads, while he yet spake, there came from the ruler of the synagogue's house certain which said, thy daughter is dead. Why troublest thou the master any further? As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he saith unto the ruler of the synagogue, be not afraid, only believe. And he suffered no man to follow him, save Peter and James and John, the brother of James. And he cometh to the house of the ruler of the synagogue, and seeth the tumult, and them that wept and wailed greatly. And when he was come in, he said unto them, Why make ye this ado, and weep? The damsel is not dead, but sleepeth. And they laughed him to scorn, but when he had put them all out, he taketh the father and the mother of the damsel, and them that were with him, and entereth in where the damsel was lying. And he took the damsel by the hand, and said unto her, Talitha kumi, which means, being interpreted, Damsel, I say unto thee, arise. And straightway the damsel arose and walked, for she was of the age of 12 years. And they were astonished with a great astonishment. And he charged them straightly that no man should know it, and commanded that something should be given her to eat. Say amen for the word of God. The grass withers, the flowers fade thereof, and the word of our God shall stand forever. We want to tag this text this morning. No matter what, keep trusting God. No matter what, keep trusting God. Will you do me a favor and just look to a neighbor real quick and say to him, Neighbor, I know you're going through, but God's word to us today, no matter what, keep trusting God. Say amen for what God wants to tell us on today. No matter what, keep trusting God. That sounds so elementary until you're in something. That sounds so normal and so matter-of-factly until you're in a storm on your own. Beloved, I need to tell you something today as a responsible pastor, responsible preacher of the gospel, that real faith is not for the faint. I'm not talking about this stuff that you say, I love God and I believe God, but you don't really know faith until your faith is tested. And a faith that cannot be tested cannot be trusted. For God will take you and I on a series of tests and trials and tribulations just to see how much you trust me. I've heard you shouting. I've seen you running around, God says. I've heard you. You got bumper stickers. You've got necklaces. You've got pendants. You've got posts. You've got all these things that you say about how you love me. And so I'm going to allow some stuff, God says, to happen in your life just to see if you're going to trust me. It's not that I'm mad at you. It's not that I'm trying to destroy you. God simply says, sometimes I just want to develop you. And today I come to encourage somebody who is in a moment, who is in a difficult season, who's in a tough situation. You're in a tight spot. You're dealing with an issue. It is what it is. The reality of it is you are in a storm. You are in a place. You are in a season. You can't shout it off. You can't run it off. You can't wipe it off. You can't preach it off. You can't worship it off. It is what it is. But I come to encourage you today that no matter what your situation is, no matter what's going on in your life, God's word is, no matter what, keep trusting God. Because it's in your trust in God that you will find peace. When you trust in God, you'll find praise. When you trust in God, you'll find worship. You'll get the strength that you need to fight on. Do I have anybody in Zion who just knows that every now and then God won't move the obstacle, but he'll give you the strength to fight on. He'll give you the strength to keep going step by step, day by day. By day, week by week, moment by moment. Every day is ain't a great day. Every day ain't sunshine. Every day ain't bubble gum and ice cream. But every day is a good day because God is still on the throne. I still love him. I still serve him. I still worship him. And he will keep you in perfect peace as long as you keep your mind stayed on him. All I come to tell you today, keep trusting God. I don't have nothing new to tell you, but I don't care what is going on. I don't care what your prognosis is. I don't care what your balance is. I don't care what somebody said. I don't care what somebody did. I don't care what your report is. Keep trusting God, because I got a funny feeling and a sneaky suspicion that if God will bring you to it, he'll bring you through it. Do I have any witnesses in the house who know that God will bring you to it and bring you through it? Yay, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? Because your God is with you. Do I have anybody who's made up their mind? I'm going to keep on trusting. Come hell or high water, I will trust in the Lord. No matter what. No matter what. I know I'm preaching the right word because I still see sad faces. I know this is the right word to get because y'all still looking at me like, huh? But if you really know that you know that you know that no matter what comes, if I trust in God, he will see me through. Glory. Glory to God. Our text today takes us to this brother named Jairus. And this record, this is given in all the synoptic gospels, but this one I want to deal with today from a different standpoint, because Jairus is like many of us today. Holy Spirit showed me Jairus, and he showed me us and where we are in our walk with God. Jairus is a ruler of the synagogue. He is a man of position, prestige, power. He's got power, position, prestige, and privilege. He's a ruler of the synagogue. He's not a preacher, but he's a ruler of the synagogue. He comes to church. He's out of power, prestige, position, and privilege. He's got it going on. But beloved, something goes on in Jairus' life. Something happens in his home that his power, his position, his privilege, and his prestige can't do anything about. He's a ruler of the synagogue. He's a good man. He's a man associated with the church. He shows up where he's supposed to be, and he is well respected in the community. He's got power. He's got privilege. He's got position. He's got prestige, but he's got a problem. And we think that because I have power, position, privilege, and prestige, I shouldn't have a problem. But according to this text, you can have power, position, privilege, and prestige, and still have problems. I'm preaching and you ain't getting it yet. I say he's got power. He got some money. He's got position. He's well respected. He's got privilege. And he's got prestige. He's well respected and still have some problems. Ladies and gentlemen, if it can happen to Jairus, it can happen to me and you. That no matter what prestige you have, no matter what power and privilege and position you may have, problems still know how to get to your address. That you can't cute your way out of it. You can't church your way out of it. And I know that we believe that if I just church my way through it, it'll leave me alone. But sometimes you will find most stuff coming at you because you are connected to God. Say amen, somebody. This brother named Jairus has a problem, and it's a personal problem. His daughter, his young daughter, the damsel, we don't know her name, but we know her condition, that she's sick unto death. And watch what Jairus does. He leaves from the house. He leaves from the synagogue and hears about a man named Jesus. And instead of being arrogant, and instead of being ornery, he says, I'm not going to wait on Jesus to come to me. I'm going to Jesus. I wish I had some people in Zion today who don't get a chance to wait on Sunday morning. I might not get to the sanctuary. I may not get there, but wherever I find out the Lord is, I'm getting out of myself. I'm coming off my high horse. I don't care who say something. I don't care who look at me. I'm going to Jesus. If I can find three people, we'll be all right for today, who says, I'm not worried about nobody looking at me. I don't care what y'all think about me. You don't know what I need from the Lord, and I'm not too cute. I'm not too pompous. I'm not too arrogant to say, Lord, I need you. Here it is. So this is key. I'm just giving you an introduction, but this is key. Because in order to leave Jesus, to go to Jesus, you got to leave that position. Everybody used to come in to Jairus. But now Jairus got to leave and go to Jesus. Everybody come to him for answers and direction. But this time, he's got to go seek some direction. God wants to help somebody today, but you got to stop fronting. You got to stop acting like you okay, and it's okay to not be okay. Who was that for right there? That it's okay, even as a child of God, to not be okay. I'm just going through right now. I might be sick. I might be grieving, but I'm still a child of God. And I'm not too arrogant. I'm not so caught in a position that I can't admit sometimes I need a touch. I need a healing. I need a breakthrough. I need a provision. See, I'm dealing with the wrong people, because too many of y'all don't want to be honest about what's going on. But I know I got a few people in the house of God today who are not too arrogant or who are not too cute, who say, I need a touch.
from the Lord. Bible says Jairus leaves and goes to Jesus. He hears about this man Jesus because he has just delivered this man who was full of demons. This man who had legion on inside of him. This young man who was hurting himself. He was demon possessed. And if the Lord can deal with demons, it seems to Jairus that the Lord can handle disease. I'm going to try it again. He heard about the power of the Lord to deliver this young man from demons. So he says to himself, he might be in a healing mood. And if he got power to handle some demons, he surely can handle disease. Can I help somebody? Can I help somebody who's in trouble right now? Didn't the Lord do that? Come on, don't front. Didn't the Lord take care of that? Well, if the Lord took care of that, what makes you think he can't take care of? Come here. If he can take care of that, why not trust him to take care of? And Jairus worships Jesus, falls down to his feet and worships Jesus and says, Master, if you can, if you will, my daughter is lying at the point of death. One touch from you and she'll be all right. Would you please come home with me and touch my daughter? Because I know that if you come touch my daughter, she will be healed. Master, I know I'm not asking you because I deserve it. I'm just asking you if you will. There it is. If you will, if it's your will, come to my house and touch my daughter, because my daughter's at the point of death. She's sick than sick can be, and I need a touch from you. I don't need it, but I'm coming on behalf of my daughter, and I'm asking you, Master, to come to my house and touch my child, because if it's your will, I know you can. And do you know what Jesus did? He went with him. All right. Well, on his way back home, here come this chick that we don't know her name. And it's a crowd of people. And Jairus was the one who went and asked Jesus to come to his house. And Jesus told Jairus, I'll come to your house. He ain't tell his little lady. Jairus got off his high horse, humbled himself like he's supposed to, did what he was supposed to do, asked the right question, made the right appeal, and the Lord said, I'm coming. And then out of nowhere, here comes this little lady with a blood problem. On the way to my house, Jairus says, we got to stop what we're doing because this woman interrupted my moment. I asked, she didn't. I don't know where she come from. All I know is what's wrong with her. And she untouched his clothes, and the Lord did something I wasn't expecting him to do. He stopped. I came to him in an urgency, out of necessity. It's critical. And he told me yes. And on his way back to my house, he stopped for somebody else. Wait a minute. She ain't asked. She ain't really nobody. Because if she got this blood issue, she shouldn't even be around the crowd. She's not good enough to even be close to him. She ain't got no business being close to Jesus. And he sure ain't got no business stopping for her. Because I'm the one who went asked. I paid the dues. I did the right thing to go find Jesus. Somebody come along who ain't do what I did, and he stopped for them while walking with me. I went to him first. She stopped him. She's rude. Ma'am, I'm not saying you can't get touched, but can you wait your turn? Jesus stops and says, "Who touched me?" And the woman comes out to the crowd. The disciples don't know. They say, "Well, Jesus, how you gonna ask that question to all these people around?" He said, "I know somebody touched me because the virtue done went out of me. And something about this touch was different than the other touches I've been getting." And Jesus, the woman steps forth and he says, "I did it, sir." She was a woman at the beginning. And by the end of this passage, he says, "Daughter." Daughter, be of good cheer, be of comfort. Your faith has made you whole. You know, the way y'all looking, that's how Jairus is looking. Because see, I'm the one who went and got Jesus. And you never would have got touched by Jesus if I hadn't went and got him. And here I am, got to wait on the Lord because you interrupted. So the Bible says, what we pick up today, verse 35, the Bible says that while Jesus was yet speaking to somebody else, here come word from the house. And don't say the word about it now, Jairus. Don't trouble the master any further. Your daughter is dead. Which brings me to point number one, that if you're going to trust God no matter what, you got to deal with moments of despair. In order to have faith no matter what, you got to deal with it. The moments of despair. Despair means when you just out of it. When you've lost hope. When you've lost expectation. When it doesn't look too good. When it doesn't sound good. You still got to trust God even when it doesn't look good, sound good, feel good. Because the Bible says he waited and he stopped for this woman. And by the time, while Jesus is speaking to this lady about her faith and salvation, whatever. Okay, you done saved her, but you lost my child. What do you do when it's like the Lord ain't being fair to you? Can I unload your baggage today? That's my job as your pastor. Every now and then the Lord will give me your baggage because he know you ain't going to say it. And so he gives me the license to say what you've been wanting to say and think all this time. Some of us in this room, under the sound of my voice, in a lot of ways, you're upset with God. Because you did it for them, and it don't look like you're going to do it for me. And I met the criteria. I did what I was supposed to do, and you did it for somebody who don't deserve it. And I'm indignant. I've got an attitude. And while you still talking to somebody else, what I needed died. Can you see Jairus today, y'all? Can you see him today? Can you see him with his mouth dropping? Can you see him with his eyes all big? Because while I'm waiting on you to help me, I get word. I get a report that what I went and asked for, I may have wasted my time. And somebody under the sound of my voice thinks because it hadn't happened yet, you wasted your time. And then he made you sit there and watch him do it for somebody else. Yeah, I know I'm teaching right now. It brings about some feelings in you that you don't like to admit because you want people to know that you love God, but you're really kind of aggravated with God. You're in a moment of despair. I got some feelings about this because I know she got this blood problem, which means she is accursed. She has no business even being in church. I'm sorry, being in the crowd. She ain't been as good as I've been because I'm a ruler of the synagogue. This woman got a blood problem, which means that she done something. She ain't had no business, and she's accursed. She shouldn't be near us, and we shouldn't be near her. And you done stopped and let her touch you, and now you wasting time with somebody who ain't as good as me. You wasting time with somebody who all messed up, and I've been a good boy. I've been a good girl, and I came to you, and you ain't do what I asked you to do, and you did it for her, and you ain't pay me no attention. And Lord, you made me watch this. You made me stand by and watch you do it with somebody else. And I get a report that what I needed died. Bible says while he's talking, they talking. Don't miss this. While Jesus talking to her, the streets talking to him. While he talking to her, the negativity talking to him. While he's talking to her, the critics are talking to Jairus. And no better time to give you a bad review, bad report, than when the Lord is speaking. Isn't it strange that when the Lord is speaking, you hear everything but the Lord? Isn't it amazing how distracted you can become when the Lord is speaking? Because it's all a matter, you're going to get mad at me, but it's a matter of perspective. Instead of being mad, can I give Jairus some little help? I know I can't do anybody now, but I can tell us. You know what Jairus should have been doing? Instead of getting mad, he should have been getting excited. Because maybe God, maybe Jesus was showing him, if I do it for her, that's going to encourage you to look forward to something when I get to your house. Because why would Jesus come home with you and then not take care of your home? But what Jesus was trying to show Jairus, that I'm a God, that I don't have to come on your time. That when I come, I'm not late and I ain't got to be early. Can I tell somebody something about Jesus that you don't like? He's very seldom on time, but he's never late. He's never going to come when you want him to come. But by the time he shows up, you're going to definitely want him. And he's never late for an appointment. You got to deal with this. Because Jesus is speaking. But what did you give more weight to? What the Lord is saying to this woman or what them people done told you? Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Here we are hearing God today, but you can have somebody else tell you the opposite of what the Lord is telling you today, and you and I got to make a decision which one we go give weight to. Then, so you know what Jesus does? Jesus hears Jairus. And he overhears them people come reporting. And he says to him, don't trip about that. Can I bring it to Ham Standard Version? He said, don't trip. I heard what you heard. Don't trip. I'm trying to help somebody in New Zion today if I can. I know what they told you, but don't trip. I know what it feels like, but don't trip. I know what the x-ray showed, but don't trip. I know what the bank says, but don't trip. I know what you're going through. Don't be afraid. I got you. If you can receive that right now, you will feel a whole lot better. That I don't care what it is. I don't care who it is. Don't be afraid. Don't get mad about it. Don't worry about it. He got you. And if he got you, he got that. You got to deal with moments of despair. Y'all ain't come for this, so let me hurry. No matter what, keep trusting God. In doing so, you got to deal with moments of despair. You're not going to like point number two. Was y'all okay with point number one? All right, well, cool. Because you're not going to like point number two. Because point number two says, in order to keep trusting God, no matter what, you got to dismiss and move away from. You got to dismiss and move away. You got to dismiss and move away. Let's go back to point number one. Deal with moments of despair. Can I go to two now? Dismiss, move away from doubters. I gave you time to prepare. Bible said, first and foremost, Jesus showed us the model. Because the Bible says that while this woman was getting cleansed and healed and saved, and Jesus is talking, and Jairus is asking, and he's a part of the crowd, Jesus dismisses the crowd and leads them. Because too many people chasing miracles and not a message. So he cuts one group and takes with him only his inner circle. This is the first time he started splitting up even church folk. I better leave that alone because that felt mighty good. If some deacons can't go for this, some ministers can't go in this moment. Thank you for your service. Keep on showing up. But for some stuff we need to do, I can't have no doubters. And Thomas, I know you good. I know you faithful, but you got too much doubt and you can't go right now. I done heard the stuff you're saying. I listen to how you be talking about the ministry. I hear that you always doubt. You can't go. He takes with him James, John, Peter. And he goes to Jairus' house. Y'all ready? Then Jesus comes in and look at the scene. In the house is mourning and crying. Oh, Lord, that baby. Oh, Jesus, that baby. What we gonna do? What we gonna do? Lord, have mercy. The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Baby, Jairus' wife, I'm here for you, baby. If you need anything, call us and let us know. When the funeral. And watch this, y'all. It's not just mourners in the house. It's professional. In the day of our text, once again, it's Jairus. He's a well-off man. He's a prominent man. So you got to hire people to come. You hire folk to come help you mourn. I ain't making this up. You hire professional mourners to show you how to mourn. And they will come to your house for a fee to help you be miserable. I'm going somewhere. Don't leave me now. I'm going somewhere. There are people in the day of Jesus' day here who are hired for no other purpose than to go help you when you're in a time of grief. They only go help you when you're struggling. Only with you when you're suffering. Only with you when you're crying. Don't look for them in happy moments, because that's not what they're hired to do. And there's some people in your life who are assigned to you only for your misery and not for your miracle. And you got to learn how to determine between the people who are assigned to your life for a miracle and those who come in behind your misery. Because if you don't know the right crowds you got with you, you will never walk into what God wants you to have. I'm preaching, Ben, you saying amen. There's some people in your life. No, there's some people in your house that are attracted to your pain. They are attracted to your misery. You ever notice how folk seem to know when something's wrong? And out of nowhere, here they come. I want to go somewhere, but y'all ain't strong enough. Y'all ain't strong. Y'all ain't strong. Y'all can't handle it. Y'all go. It's like they. Mac, can I one time, Mac? It's like they pass by the emergency room constantly. Just to see what's wrong. times something wrong, and they don't, and people now don't have enough integrity to be sensitive. I heard that happen. Is it true? If I'm struggling with something, yeah, it happened. Oh. And here they come. But when I got a promotion, when I got a new job, when God gave me a new house, but when I got fired, you need something? I heard what happened. I'm trying. Jesus goes into Jairus' house. I did good because I really wanted to go somewhere. He goes to Jairus' house, and he hears all this crying and weeping and mourning. He asked them, what are y'all here crying for? Why y'all having a wake? That little girl in there y'all crying about is not dead. She's sleeping. Can I bring it to today? Jesus is saying, y'all stop turning the page to the book. The story ain't over. I'm trying to help somebody. Don't let somebody else's mourning cause you to mourn. Because it ain't over till God says it's over. And your crying and your acting up don't dictate my faith. And you got to stop letting other people's emotions come on you, and you'll miss out on your blessing fooling with people who don't want no better. Are y'all with me still? So Jesus says, this ain't that kind of party. Y'all might well go on and put that chicken up. Put that cake back in the freezer where you got it from. Because it ain't going to be that kind of party. Now, if y'all want to have a celebration party, you can stay. But if you're here for a funeral, you're in the wrong house. Can I say that about New Zion Missionary Baptist Church on this first Sunday? If you came for foolishness, you're in the wrong house. If you came for negativity, you're in the wrong house. If you came to see what's wrong with somebody, you're in the wrong house. But if you came to see a breakthrough, stay tuned. If you came to see a healing, you in the right house. If you came to see a way being made, you in the... Now, if you ain't gonna be a part of the party... Watch this. I'm in the text. I ain't at the text yet. When Jesus told them, that girl ain't dead, she's sleeping. They stopped crying and started laughing. And they laughed mockingly at our Savior. And you know there's something wrong with people who don't even know who Jesus is. To laugh up in his face. Them the kind of people you got to get out. Because if you ain't going to honor and recognize my God, who is sovereign, who is Lord, who is my everything, you got to get up out of here. And y'all, the Bible says, Jesus put them jokers out. I got a suggestion. I asked the Lord all week, could I give you this suggestion? He said, yes, sir. Well, he didn't say, sir. He said, yeah, boy, you can. Y'all ready? You better get him before he do. See how quiet y'all got right there? Because you got miracle blockers that you want to keep. And for this moment that you need, You can't have all these folk who don't believe like you believe in the house while it's trying to work. God wants to shift the atmosphere. And if you're blocking God's progress, you got to go. And it's not because his power can't work, but your hours will be listening to them instead of listening to the Lord. And you got to go, because anybody that's got my attention away from God wanting to do, I ain't got time to hear no negativity. Because watch this, y'all. Jairus already in distress. He in despair. And he heard about his daughter dying. He don't need no negativity while the Lord trying to work something out. Because the Lord is still working out, and he won't even see it because of all the negativity in the house. He says to you, he's giving you license, y'all. On this day, what's the day, the third? On this third day, when you get to that house, everything and everybody not connected to this blessing, he's giving you license to put them out. I hear you. It's the spirit. No, them. Y'all don't like it. And that's why your house is out of order. That's why it's divisive. That's why you ain't got no peace. Because you believe in God and they believe in foolishness. As for me and my house, we will. You can't bunk with me and don't believe with me. You can't eat with me and then believe God gonna prepare a table for us. It's some stuff God wanna take you to. You can't have these negative Nancy's all around you with that foolishness. You laughing and I'm praying? I'm trusting God and you laughing? You mocking what my God wanna do in my life? You got to go.
We hope Pastor Ham's message blessed you, and if you'd like a copy of this CD, please send a donation and a self-addressed envelope to P.O. Box 893, Winfield, Louisiana, 71483, or join us at our regular services at 405 West Jones Street, Winfield, Louisiana, Sundays 8 o'clock a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Communion, first Sunday of each month, 6 o'clock midweek service, and senior missions and patrons meeting. 6 o'clock Thursday, Sunday school and teachers meeting. God bless you and keep you. May he lift up your countenance and give you peace until we meet again.
It's gonna be all right.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria.